We are in the middle of the summer. What date is it today? It's the 17th of July. Can you believe it? The weather has been pretty good. And I see there's a fair few cruise ships coming in and out of Belfast Harbour. But can we really cut the mustard when it comes to selling ourselves? Or is it the case that we are worth seeing but not worth coming to see? Nolan Show reporter Nicola Weir has been to Belfast City Hall to speak to some visitors about their first impressions.
On the road again.
When did you arrive?
Yesterday afternoon, and we're thoroughly enjoying it. Not the typical Northern Ireland weather, I don't think.
Making music with my friend. I can't wait to get on the road again.
My friend lives here in Belfast. She's made it her new life, and we've come to see what it's all about.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
We did the Black Taxi tour today, and it was just brilliant.
They have the gift of the gab, our taxi man.
They do.
We're the best of friends.
Senior stand beside me. Where are you from?
England, yeah, just south of Derby.
Okay, and when did you arrive?
Yesterday afternoon.
Why did you want to come to Belfast?
Oh, never been here before, and it was an opportunity. We have friends in Derry, Londonderry, so we thought we'd come to Belfast first, then go and see the North Coast, and that's what we're doing.
You haven't been put off by the history of Belfast and the Troubles?
No, we've seen it sort of vicariously over the television since the Troubles started in the late 60s and obviously early 70s, right through to the peace agreements in the 90s. So, yes, we followed the history but not experienced it. And we did the walking tour this morning with Paul. And that was fascinating because it reminded us so much of what we'd seen and heard about over the years.
Is there anything that you have seen? I know you've only been here very briefly, but anything that negative that you can think about that you would like to improve about the city?
Only that when we first arrived and we went to the harbour side, the regenerated place, it seemed very quiet and some of the restaurants were closed. But of course today when we've gone further in, we've found plenty of vibrancy further in.
So you would like maybe longer opening hours maybe?
Possibly. I don't know, that may be a contentious issue, I'm not sure.
Whereabouts are you from?
Brisbane, Australia.
And how long have you been here?
Today, and Belfast is one day, we're here for 2 days, but we've been in Ireland for about a week.
And what made you want to come to Northern Ireland?
Well, we're on a cruise ship, so the cruise ships...
You had no option then.
Had no choice, yeah. But we've been here before. We love Belfast, and particularly this building. We think it's an exciting building, so we had to come back and have another look.
What do you like so much about Belfast? What attracts you?
People. It's just got a lovely feel about it. It's just a contemporary sort of a feel compared to where we've been on the West Coast.
And it is for people, I think. Even got on the hop-on-off bus and the guy there, he was hilarious. It was just very welcoming.
Yeah. So do you think our people are our best asset?
Absolutely.
The Irish,
that's their very best asset, I'm sure.
Sure they steal your heart away.
Nicola Weir reporting there from Belfast City Hall. Travel writers Tim Hedgley and Heidi McAlpin are with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Heidi, what else can we do? Because you know, there's no doubt we have some great features here, but we're maybe not selling ourselves as well as we could.
Yeah, there's no doubt Titanic, Belfast and Giant's Causeway are on any visitor to the island of Ireland now's radar, which is great, but I think we need to go into the west more, get west of the Bann, especially down around Fermanagh, even County Armagh. I was at Ardres and the Argerie just a couple of days ago, and you can see those two beautiful National Trust properties in one day. Absolutely gorgeous buildings, beautiful grounds, not a lot of people at them, and even driving down the motorway was pretty empty, which I think would astound many people coming from Britain and further afield.
Transport can be an issue, or has been in the past, Tim, in terms of like train lines to the airports, the road links in the west of Northern Ireland. Do you think, is there room for improvement there?
Well, I think we always have room for improvement throughout Northern Ireland transport links. You know, you look at the train situation up to the international airport, which we could really do with a halt there. Multilingual information, websites, you know, loads of Chinese coming into the country, and we need to embrace that and get, you know, Chinese translations on our websites to make it much easier for them, because you can imagine going to China and not being able to understand any single word of the language as I have done. So you know, we do have to translate, and we have to make it easier for the Chinese pound to collect that money. Vast amount of Chinese.
Yeah, are we expensive to come and visit Heidi?
I think we are, but then I was talking to somebody. I was staying at an Airbnb in Ballymoney, of all places, just the other day, and I was bemoaning the cost of coming here. He had Americans staying as well, and he said, no, actually, he doesn't get that from his foreign visitors because they've gone to other places like London, Edinburgh, further afield in Europe and beyond, and actually the cost of getting into visitor attractions, for example, is slightly cheaper here than obviously in the big guns that you go to in other cities in the world. I personally do think that we are creeping up whenever you go out for a meal or out for drinks and what have you, but then maybe we had it too good for too long, and this is us sort of starting to level out, and it does put Belfast particularly in amongst the big boys when people consider what city to visit. But then it makes you think, let's go somewhere a little bit different, a little bit more off the beaten track, as I say, head further west, head to Derry, Londonderry, for example.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Tim Hedgley and Heidi McAlpin, thank you very much.